4, 3, 2, 1.
2, 1. Welcome to You Gotta Laugh and Improvise podcast. I'm Alicia Carrick.
I'm Emily Milling. We make stuff up along the way, and we hope you enjoy even a sliver of it.
Emily, how was your day?
You know, I've been feeling like fucking shit because I'm not sleeping at all. And then also, as you know, because you predicted it like a psychic, I took a very nasty tumble during a run the other day. So like I was ready to go on a run.
What did
Alicia's
I tell you?
Like, you're like, watch out for uneven ground. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Why? Is that like a thing that's happening? And then like literally 500 meters to go, I do a full face plant because I'm trying to dodge a guy, and I'm covered in scrapes and bruises now. So I'm not amazing. But I am doing okay.
You know, sleep, you fell, you bled, but at least you know that I could be a bit of a psychic.
You could be, and we're going to test that later today. So, but we'll get to that later.
Right.
That's something I just made up. And if you were a psychic, you would have known that.
That's true. But I'm sorry you're not getting a lot of sleep. I said, I'm sorry you're not getting a lot of sleep. That just is a bummer.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. But like, yeah, tell me about your fucking deal.
Menstruation began yesterday. So today is a follow-up of that. And I let it happen. I had some cramps today. And I just laid around. I didn't put a lot of pressure on myself. And that was the kind of day I had, you know? Sometimes you just need to eat a caramel and shut the fuck up for a bit.
That is 100% true.
Yeah. But I'm happy to be here and happy that we have a wonderful guest on our show.
We do have a wonderful guest. I'm so excited. Joining us tonight is the very talented actress, writer, director, Taryn Crankshaw. Give it up for Taryn.
Taryn, how the hell are you, my friend?
I'm okay. I empathize, Emily, with the insomnia.
Ugh.
And Alicia, I empathize with the menstruation. The only thing I haven't checked off is face planting while on a run.
You know what? I believe in you. You can get there if you try.
It's not her time. It's not her time.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I'll get there.
So nice to see you. We haven't seen Taryn since our days at Second City Conservatory.
And who knows if that's ever coming back because they just ghosted us.
Yep. Tumbleweed.
Truly.
And I know I'm not even that mad about it, but it would be nice to be all together. That was we had quite the batch of people. And Taryn, you were, I miss improvising with you, so we're pumped. You've got that just cunning wit.
Comes out of left field.
Yeah. So actress, writer, director, can you give us a little bit of your background and maybe tell us how you came to the conservatory program?
I graduated from Sheridan and McMaster with a degree in theater and film studies. And since then, I have been working primarily as an actress, writer for both theater and film. So I decided when I was in level B that I was going to audition for the conservatory.
Which is a very ballsy move for those of you who don't know. This is like, Taryn's like, I'm just going to do it and I'm going to be in it. That's right? Not how it happens.
No, it was, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I said to myself, if I'm going to go all in, I have to go all in, you know. I ended up talking to my instructor and she said, yeah, like, you can audition for conservatory. Sure, you're not going to get in, but go for it. And I was like, great. It's just like a test drive. Mm-hmm. So I went in and I auditioned and the improv gods were shining on me. And I'm still pinching myself to this day, wondering how did this happen? How did I end up here with this wonderful group of people? So that's how I ended
Super talented.
Yeah. Like majorly talented.
So fun.
Well, thank you. I'm in good company.
It's a fun atmosphere. And totally.
And also just really lucking out with the people in our class too. Because I've heard stories about people going into con and being like, you know, this person had an ego, this person wasn't pulling their weight.
But I mean, like, it's like that at like colleges, I find anyway, at college versus university. Like at college, everyone's fucking ready to destroy you. Like, I went to pastry school, and everyone's like, well, you got a 78. Well, I got a 79. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. And they're like, well, you're a fucking terrible pastry chef. And I'm like, I don't know what I did to deserve that, but I guess I'm in this fight now.
That was a lovely journey. And to keep it going, I'm just like, okay, we're going to go into our rapid fire segment. So we're just going to ask you some questions and you can respond as truthfully as you wish, or they don't have to be real, but I mean, whatever, because some of your answers will probably play into, will hopefully inspire some improv later on. Emily, I'm going to ask you to do some rapid fire questioning, because it's funny, because I write the questions and then she reads them, and then she's like, what the fuck?
Okay. Taryn. Do you pack your own lunch? If so, what do you pack?
Oh, I usually throw in chocolate, definitely chocolate, and usually some kind of vegetable like cucumber or carrots. And there's got to be more than chocolate and carrots in my lunch.
Ding, time's up.
Okay.
Have you ever snuck into a movie theater?
Yes, I have.
Ding, time's up. Do you like when people strike up a conversation with you on the go train?
No, definitely do not.
Follow-up question to that.
What is your favorite time of day? Alicia had a follow-up.
I just had a follow-up. I mean, is there a time of day that if someone was going to speak to you on the GO train, would you rather morning or evening?
Neither. Afternoon, probably.
Okay.
Because in the morning, I'm tired. In the evening, I'm tired. But the afternoon's like the sweet spot.
Are you ever on the GO train in the afternoon?
Yes.
Yes. So
good.
You're on in the afternoon and in the evening.
Well, I mean, not every day. It depends on where I'm going, what I'm doing, and my schedule. So it like, yeah.
Got it.
Taryn, woman of the world. Taryn, what's your favorite time of day?
Oh, I love a good 1 p.m.
Did you ever go out for Halloween? If so, what was your best costume?
My best costume was, I went as Lydia from Beetlejuice a couple years ago, and that was fun.
How frequently do you wash your dishes, either by hand or by washer?
Every day.
Dishwasher
or
by hand?
Please come over to wash my fucking dishes. They've been there for a week.
Do you have a dishwasher?
I don't, no.
Me? Neither, man. And that's cool. Like, it's fine.
It's fine. It's not ideal, but it's fine.
You're sometimes just like, I don't want to. And it can really dictate your day.
It does. Because again, like I just have not done my dishes in a week. And so I just wash what I need to make the food for that meal. And then it's like my entire fucking, all my cabinets are just sitting out on the counter right now. And I have a very small kitchen. So it's like, it's stupid in there. I gotta clean it.
That's all right. Some people just like let it pile. This is where my partner and I differ. Let it pile up, and then they do it. I'm a wash as you go. I'm a tidy as I maneuver from room to room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know,
I think that makes more sense, and everyone should adopt that mentality.
In theory, it's a good one.
In theory,
but can one keep up with it every day? Does that person have a balanced life? I'm curious to know.
Well, that's the end of the rapid fire questions, so we'll never get an answer to that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So our next game, it's like improv variety. So this game, it's a bit of a warm-up. It's called Dictionary. So person one, I'll be that person. I'm going to invent a word. Taryn, you're going to define it.
Okay.
And then Emily, you're going to use the word in a sentence.
Okay.
Great.
So the word is Garfnoggin.
Garfnoggin. Definition, the little bit of scum and lint that lives between your toes.
Oh, man, I got so much Garfnoggin in my cracks of my toenails.
Scene. Perfect. Garfnoggin. That's a perfect, perfect thing. I'm going to say it now. It's Garfnoggin. Word number two. Emily, you can make it. And I will define it. Taryn, you put it in a sentence.
Splurbadur.
Splurbadur is the sound your body makes when it hits a splash pad thing with the soap. And you get a bit of a red rash plus a bruise. And then that's that.
Oh, man. It was so embarrassing. My prom, I had a dress, but I have splurbadur on my arm. And everybody was staring at it all night.
Oh, that's awful, man. Where were you when you got that splurbadurb?
Splurbadurb.
The community pool.
Oh, I've seen some signs up, man. Just look out for slurpiderbs and uneven ground. Taryn, can you make up a word, please?
Yes, I can. Frickin'tude.
Frickin'tude?
Frickin'tude.
Frickin'tude is when you're in a mood and you get a tude that's frickin' rude.
I just don't feel like doing my dishes.
You got a real frickin' tude.
Chill out with your frickin' tude, man. All right, new word. It is, for Taryn to define, dorndonkin.
Dorndonkin. It is after you've been traveling for a long time and you have jet lag. And it's that first moment when you open your eyes after having a nap and there's like that burning sensation.
Dorndorgan. Was that even the word?
It was. Dorn.
Oh, good.
Dorndorgan.
That's how I would use it in a sentence for sure.
Emily, do you have a word? A word that would love to know the definition of.
Right. Clardenfarce.
The Clardenfarce family of carrots has been the longest, most original carrot known to farmers throughout Finland.
Well, I just graduated from pastry school and I baked a cake with Clardenfarce in it and everybody made fun of me and just recovering from that.
That's why you got a 78.
You got a 78 and I got a 79 because I didn't use that family of carrots. Maybe I'll call it a family of carrots.
We're all right. One final word. I'll give it to Taryn to define.
Okay. Wishel-washel.
The wishel-washel.
Emily, you define.
Is it my turn to define? It is. Wishel-washel.
I think.
A wishel-washel, we think, is when you don't do your dishes for 4 weeks and you wish a washel would show up and do them for you.
Tell me what a washel looks like.
A washel is like a very long, extendable, it's like a telescopic sort of a handle. And then on the end of it, it's just like, it's like a little, like little shrimp fingers. So it looks like little shrimp on the end of it. And so they do like a scrub. So they rub around on your dishes. And then, but like, you know how on shrimp there's like the little poo line? So these ones have double that. And so, like, the thing about these wishel-washels is that, or the washel itself, is that, like, you only really need to use it when your dishes are exceptionally dirty because, like, they're going to make them more dirty. But they do a great job of cleaning everything except poo.
They use off dirt of to clean
your dish. Yeah.
That was... So they're little shrimps? So yeah. You got the extendable arm for the social distanced wash.
Right.
And then the shrimps are at the end on the fingertips.
Right. So it's like if it was on my arm, listeners, if you will, picture an arm and it's got a big old scab on it because that's where I fell.
I told you.
Oh, boy. So where was I? Picture, if you will, an arm. The fingers would be the shrimps, and then, but because the washing part is like the rubbery end of the shrimp,
right? So they're
which
they're
I guess
tail.
Is like the torso.
So the thicker part, as opposed
the
to
thick
the fin.
Part that you eat, right?
The meatier.
Fin, the meat,
uh-huh.
Is on this, but then the fin part is attached to the telescopic arm.
Got it. I just needed to know which weight of the, like, the lighter side or the heavier side of the shrimp was facing outward.
The heavier side. So it's more of a, like, bling, bling, bling sound, I guess, if I had to define the sound.
You did. And it's a washel's cry. Do it.
Who is supposed to use it in a sentence? What does a cry have to do?
Do the washel's cry. As they clean. Bling, bling. The weighted side of the shrimp. Okay, one final word. I would love Taryn to define it. And the word is wallard.
Wallard. It is when you get a tattoo, but you immediately regret that tattoo.
Emily, can you use that in a sentence, please?
Wallard don't want that anymore.
That's perfect. You got another wallard.
Another wallard.
It was just some shrimps with some hand on it. Anyway, So that's dictionary.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, dear. This is for me?
It's certainly for you. Open it up.
Oh, a rip, a rip, a rip. Be careful with that paper. You know, as a dad, I like to recycle. What's this? Pants?
They're not just any pant. They're dad pants from Mark's Work Warehouse. They're called Dockers.
Dad pants? You don't say. Hey, kids. Come and take a look at my dad pants. Don't they make me look 20 sizes bigger than I actually am?
Dad, why are your legs so poofy and all khaki? It looks so lame.
It's so that you don't get anywhere near my legs because your fingers are so sticky.
Is it because of all the eyeball slime?
It could also be because of the eyeball slime, and honestly, I don't know why your mother lets you play in the cemetery where the eyeballs hang out, so...
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you love your new pants. They're so durable. When you go out into the garden, you won't be coming in with bleeding legs. What a treat for me.
Oh, well, that is a treat. You know, this was a great gift, and... Oh, I see, there's a gift receipt here. Well, I better hang on to that.
I don't know if you're gonna need it. On sale today, Mark's Work Warehouse, 75% off. Just take them from us. Please, though, take them. They're a really good pant. We're going to go into a short form game now called Customer Service. And this is going to be a phone call between Taryn and Emily.
Okay.
The company name is offered by me, just so... Oh. That's clear. We'll have
Can
some
we get a
context.
Suggestion from the Alicia?
Yes. So your company name is going to be called Frameable Faces.
Frameable Faces. Great.
A ring, 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 ring. Hello. It's your ringtone.
Hello. Thank you for calling for Frameable Faces.
Yes. I'm calling about a product I ordered. It came in wrong.
Please describe the nature of your frameable faces error.
So, I ordered a frame for my deceased iguana, Carl, to just memorialize him. And I ended up getting a picture of an ant farm instead. And it's quite distressing.
We frame only faces. So, if you sent us a picture of an ant farm, you won't get an iguana.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a close-up of an ant's face.
Here at Frameable Faces, we are not responsible for the output of the frame's face.
I don't think you quite understand. Carl was a great love of my life, and I would like to pay tribute to him using your frames, which I've been told... by many people that they are the most frameable of faces. And I'm just wondering, could I get a refund? Or perhaps you could fix your error?
I'm afraid that Frameable Faces cannot provide refunds simply because we intend only to procure money from... customers, and end of story, for we must pay for our own iguanas.
Fred, sorry to interrupt your phone call. I know you're on with somebody, but there's been a problem at the printing house. A lot of our frameable faces have turned into big ant pictures. And I think we sent out about 50.
I cannot be held responsible for these framed faces. They are still faces, so therefore they are good products to go out.
I just wanted to let you know in case anybody calls with an issue, and just to let them know that we can Photoshop those ants' faces to whatever face they desire.
Well, frankly, I don't think you should offer that to our frameable face customers because it will cost me an arm and a face.
All right, Fred. I guess I'll just
Excuse me, I have to get back to my customer here. Hello, customer.
Hello. I'm just wondering. Let me tell you a little bit about Carl. We met in the desert. He was the best iguana that I could have ever imagined, and we spent the most of our lives together. I don't know if you know this, but iguanas have a very, very short lifespan of 7.5 years. And, I have a room decorated for Carl, and I just want to finish it with one of your frameable faces. So if you could please, please give me a refund, because I spent all my money in the room, and I don't have any money left, and I'd like my frameable face.
I'm afraid we've sent you a frameable face of an ant, and therefore that is the only face you will receive. And I wish but for nothing else except to see your face happy at the end of the day. However, you have received a face, and therefore we will not be providing you with any refund.
You know what? You're not going to believe me, but it's true. Carl the iguana was a lawyer. He passed the bar. I know his associates, and we will be suing frameable faces unless you send me the correct picture of my precious Carl.
Oh, please hold, please hold. Assistant, come back. Help me. I know my name is Fred, but I didn't catch your name.
Frank!
Your name is Frank. Of course it's Frank. Okay, so anyway, I need some assistance.
Well, you didn't need my help earlier, so... Might as well just take me in my face and get out of here.
We're going to be sued if we don't provide a refund.
Well, I told you. I know that there was this beautiful iguana that I was really excited about seeing this picture come out in a beautiful frame. And I think before we sent it, it had the biggest ant face I've ever seen. And all I could think was, that's not an iguana.
Can you Photoshop it and fix it? Will it look like the real thing?
The real thing was magical. It had these eyes like yellow marbles or a serpent or maybe a raptor in a cafeteria looking for kids. I can't recreate this. I wish I could speak to the woman that owned that iguana.
Let me put you on three-way. Boop, boop.
Hello?
Miss Margaret, is that you?
Frank? Is that you?
It's me, Carl.
Oh my goodness!
I've taken over another man's frame!
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, I'm sweating in places I didn't know I could sweat. My heart is racing, Carl! Is that really you?
It is. Touch the back of your neck if you're sweating there, you'll know it's me.
Oh, yes, it's just dribbling down my neck. Oh, Carl.
I got stuck in this painting, but my face is an ant. I don't know what to do, Margaret.
Oh, Carl, I don't care. I don't care what your face looks like. I just want you back.
I know, but I'll never fully be me, Margaret. I'm Frank now. But please take me as an aunt and call me your own.
Of course.
Well, it sounds like this has been resolved, and thank you very much for your customer patronage, and we hope you call Frameable Faces again. Thank you.
Margaret.
Carl.
Click bye.
Whoa.
What an adventure.
That was... something. Okay.
I didn't know if I was a robot or what.
Who knows?
New from Tupperware, it's self-care kitchenware.
Bring these self-care kitchenwares to the homes of all your gal pals and friend friends. Show them what self-care in the kitchen really means.
You've got the reamer to go straight up your butthole.
You've got the garlic press. If you feel like your nails need a little clipping, but you don't want to use your regular clippers, put them in the garlic press. Utilize your nails for a little bit of garnish.
You can use the reamer for your vagina hole.
You can also put the sieve right onto your head and pretend it's a helmet when you bash your head up against the wall after a long day of stupid, meaningless work.
And then... take the reamer
and put it in your mouth hole and just slick.
Followed by a warm bath featuring your spatula. Who needs a silly razor that only drips sugar-like film all over your legs?
Not me. All I need is this reamer. Self-care kitchenware. Brought to you by
Reamers for Your Asshole.
Oh my god. We're going to play Super Surprise Segment Hot Celeb Goss Celebrity Gossip with Taryn Crankshaw. We want to know what the hot celebrity goss is because Taryn knows everything. Taryn stalks them. Taryn hunts them. Taryn is the paparazzi with a paparazzi for her paparazzi. Taryn Crankshaw, investigative journalist of hot goss, celebrity hot goss. What is the latest goss on John Gosling.
John Gosling. Well, let me tell you guys. So, John Gosling invested in a cabin in the woods years ago, but he hasn't been paying his rent. So, he's taken up a new kind of occupation. Do you not want to know what it is?
Yes. Tell me it's something to do with baby birds.
Close. He's providing ear piercing services to preteens at Claire's. Yeah, I know. I know. I said the exact same thing when I found out.
I can't believe Claire's would, you know.
Well, you know, he's got all those children that are preteens, right?
He's got
so they're modeling
eight,
for Claire's.
Oh, God. That would make sense.
So it's like a twofer deal, right?
So he's like, I'll pierce one of my kids' ears, and then I'll pierce one of yours, and I'll just keep piercing all these ears.
Exactly. And he gets a lot of practice because there's eight of them, and there's two ears. Per child.
16 ears.
16. So,
John plus 16 ears. The name of his new TLC show.
Coming this November.
Ew. Ew.
Filmed at the Claire's at the Eaton Center.
Okay, tell us the latest hot celebrity goss about John Goodman.
John Goodman. Okay, what can I tell you about John Goodman?
When was the last time you saw him?
Two nights ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were At Trinity Bellwoods. He was not social distancing.
Are you serious?
He was, no, I know.
Was he wearing a mask?
He was not wearing a mask.
Honestly, I'm not that
And it's
surprised.
Like, John Goodman, you're like, how old? Like, you're up there.
Yeah.
And you're not protecting yourself.
I know that he's lost a significant amount of weight in the recent years. Because
Yes, and gained a significant amount of ego.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he thinks that he doesn't, like, everybody's so worried about these Karens, but it's the John Goodmans that we have to watch out for.
There's a lot of them.
He was like, oh, I was on Roseanne. If I was on that, I can survive anything. And it's like, no, John Goodman.
I agree.
No.
Okay, what is a hot celebrity goss about John Lennon?
John Lennon. Oh, well, okay. So John Lennon's dead.
Yeah.
What?
I know, shocker, right? All this time, I thought he was just hiding out there in, you know, his own private island. But no, he's been dead for all this time.
Yoko, oh no.
Yeah, exactly. But I heard that he's still waiting to get into the pearly gates.
Oh,
really?
So he's just like stuck in purgatory?
Yeah. It's like a whole visa process up there, apparently. And he just hasn't gotten his paperwork in order.
Yeah, he seems like he'd have a messy desk, you know? Big creative like him.
Yes. And I feel like he wouldn't subscribe to, like, the whole heaven thing.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
He'd, like, you know,
he's probably just
screw
like
the man.
Patronizing Peter at the gate, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, he's busking up there.
Yeah.
Still. Like, on all the little corners outside the pearly gates, he's...
And I bet he's just, like, you know, making wisecracks and just, you know, having a time trying to...
Uh-huh.
Get the people motivated to, you know,
exactly
stay out there with him in like a Woodstock sense.
Yes. And there was a little bit of confusion between him and John Lennon. So, they got into like a little bit of a tussle, but I think they've worked it out now. But
okay,
it's a good feud. So,
but what about the hot celebrity goss about John Legend?
Oh, John Legend.
John Legend. Okay. So, true story, Chrissy Teigen, his wife, recently took a selfie in the bathroom and he was showering behind her. And you can see like his legend. You can see why he got that
is
name.
That real?
Yes.
I'm on
all of this is real. This
all
is a real news segment.
100% real. So yeah, I mean, I feel like they might be on the outs because I think he's a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, no way!
Dun, dun, dun!
John Legend is very sensitive. He gets embarrassed really, really easily. Even though he has like, he's like halfway to an EGOT. And it's like, John Legend, you don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
That's true.
You heard it here first. Anya got a laugh and Taryn's hot goss, celebrity goss, hot goss corner, Taryn Crankshaw, celebrity hot goss. And so John Legend is up for grabs for everyone who wants to know. That's great. Thanks, Taryn.
You're welcome. Anytime.
She's always got the 411.
That was great. That was like my dream game. It's fantastic.
Well, you'll have to come back and play it again. We'll have to do like a cut to like E! Entertainment with Taryn and just hot celeb goss. And
perfect.
Like,
about celebrities named John.
I also love, I also love that they're all Johns. That was great.
I'm trying to have a theme. Yeah, went for the Johns. Did you write John Gosselin and Goodman there, Emily?
I did, and then I Googled more John names.
I actually wasn't sure if you were serious about that John Legend pick.
Apparently it's definitely true.
Okay, because
I gotta look at it. That was the first thing that came to mind, so I just ran with it.
Yes.
But I don't think that their marriage is falling apart. I just want to make that clear.
What? Oh, my God, it is real.
Yeah.
It is real.
Yeah.
Wow, look.
But that John Gosling thing is 100% true.
Oh.
Naked in the shower. Wow. I don't see his legend.
I just have a little aside on the note of John Lennon. I saw Yoko Ono in real life.
Really? Did you?
Followed her in Central Park. Just
what?
Briefly for a moment. But yeah, I was probably I went through like my big Beatles phase when I was about grade school. And then we went to New York as a family, a little trip.
Hell of a town.
Hell of a town. Oh, yeah. It was the best. I was falling in love with it every step I took in that city. It was actually just the year or 2 years after 9/11. So that was a crazy time. It was during the blackout. Remember the blackout?
Yeah. Oh, no way.
We were there for the blackout. Wish I saw that coming, but I didn't have my powers at the time.
Do you know where I was during the blackout? You were in New York City, arguably the greatest city in the world. And I was in Zellers.
Yes, man, that fluorescent lighting just makes me want to shit my pants. Anyone else?
Yeah.
No, that's just a personal experience. I seriously have a reaction to those lights. That is a polar opposite of where I was, but kind of like if it was a busy day at Zellers, then yeah, it could have been the Port Authority in New York because that was madness. But it was, I think, the day before that happened, and we were in Central Park because I wanted to see where John Lennon was killed. Oh my God. And like take a picture of the cement in which he laid upon because he is the man. And so we were just like having ice cream afterwards at a little like where the wall of Central Park is, and we could sit along the edge. And then this little lady walks by and like you could see her face. It was her, but she was just holding up a little dog and wearing a large hat. And then my dad just looked at me and he was like, "That's Yoko Ono." And I was like,
why was she there?
She was going for a walk. And so then I followed her into Central Park. She just went up to like a little water fountain and then was like splashing water onto her dog. And then there was just me, like tall, 6'1", 13-year-old girl wearing a baby blue shirt that said "cool" in gems. And
wow.
You know, that's just like cool that shirt. Was the style. And and I was just like behind her. And then this big bulky dude in a purple shirt came and he was like, "Oh, didn't you want to go see the fountains?" And she was like, "Oh yeah." And like, I could see her face. I'm like, that's John Lennon's wife.
Wow. Wowzers.
Right. So onto some long form improv. I'm just going to throw a relationship at you guys. And if you want to just start dancing right on.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Dance. Cause I was trying to think of like there are long form games obviously or like ways of doing it, but I'm like, let's just start with a relationship and call it quits, you know,
and call it quits.
Yeah, you guys are sisters. Okay. And you are one of you is moving out of your Toronto apartment because of like just life, and during pandemic you're like, I'm calling it quits.
Wait, that's it. What do you mean?
No, I'm out. Like, I'm legit out. Like, I can't do this anymore. I've been stuck in this apartment for the last at least 12 months, and I don't think I can do this anymore. Okay?
So you're just leaving?
yeah, I'm out. I'm calling it quits. I'm out. I'm leaving. It's over. Okay. You can keep mom's old weird pants and stuff, and I'm going to take dad's old weird pants. Okay.
What? How am I supposed to make rent?
Why don't you find, like, put up a want ad or something? Here, I'm going to write a want ad for you right now. Wanted. A roommate who can replace my irreplaceable sister while she goes and finds herself in the woods up in Branford County. And please call me at 1-800-HOT-GOSS-CELEB-HOT-GOSS. There, I put it on. It's on the internet. Now, I'm finding someone for you. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you for your help. Oh, my God. We just got a reply. We just got a reply. That fast.
Like, you're going to replace me that fast. Wow. Typical. Okay.
Well, whatever. What am I supposed to do?
You're just like mom. Like, honestly, you're just like mom. Whatever. What does it say? Who is it?
Okay. It says, hi, I just saw your ad and I'm moving to the city from the woods. Kind of sounds like parallel to your experience. And I think that this is a really great offer and a really great deal on the rent. So I would love to move in as soon as possible. I guess I'm just going to say yes, right? Like, you're moving out, you're taking dad's pants with you. So you have all that you need.
I mean, I guess so. I only really need dad's pants. But maybe can I meet this person first and just make sure that they're okay for you?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could do like a little bit of an interview,
formal interview?
Yeah, sure. Let's do a formal interview and see how that goes, okay? I didn't have to do a formal interview to get you to be my sister, did I? I didn't really have a choice.
Well, you're just lucky I didn't consume you in the womb. Because I could have. Like, I had the opportunity and I didn't.
So, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's because I'm your sister and I'm always looking out for you. So, like, is this person coming over or what? Like, how long do we have to wait?
They said they can be here any second.
Oh.
Let me go get my door since this is going to be my apartment and not yours.
Fine, whatever.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, so weird energy coming out already. Okay,
whatever. I love the wood of this door. It reminds me of my bed at home.
Oh, thanks. I think it's like oak or something.
Oh, it sure is oak. Let me tell you, and it works wonders on my spine. Anyway, My name's Dale. Put her there.
Dale, thank you. Thank you for coming by, Dale. You seem like a really sweet, nice, normal person who would never, ever abandon her sister.
Oh, no. I'm loyal to the bone, my friend. What's your lovely name there, darling?
I'm Catherine.
Catherine?
I'm Catherine, too.
And Catherine, too.
Our mother is, like, so ridiculous. Like, she had twins and called us Catherine and Catherine. Mine's with a K and she's with a C.
Yeah, I actually love that.
Oh, your mom and I probably would get along just fine. So did someone get a new job in a new province or what?
No, I'm just out. I'm just leaving and, like, I'm screening you because I want to make sure that my sister doesn't live with a psychopath.
Oh, what a protective sister you are. Well, I can assure you, yes, I do have a property in the woods. And by property, I mean a horizontal porta potty with a big slab of wood in it that I sleep on.
But why is that funny? That sounds weird.
It's honestly, it's home. So I'm moving back into the city. Yep. My kids are also moving to the city. And so I just figured I'd want to be closer to my grandkids. And I've got a pretty good inheritance. And so I thought I'd use it on a place downtown.
Wow. You sound like the ideal candidate to feel like sisters.
Wait, hang on. Are you telling me you're going to live with this old dude with, like, all of his grandchildren in this apartment? This is a bachelor apartment. Like, we have a Murphy bed we share. So you're going to sleep with this old man and all of his grandchildren in this Murphy bed apartment?
We can build another bed. What? It's not a problem.
Yeah, there's always the balcony, which is like another extra, like, 4 feet of space.
Oh, feels more like home to me. I'd actually probably be more comfortable out on the balcony.
Exactly.
Seriously?
This will be really great. I'm looking forward to using these ladles.
Oh, my God. We have an extensive ladle collection, and you can use any ladle you want.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you that I'm taking all of Mom's ladles.
No, you said you were only taking Dad's pants.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what about this pile of Dockers?
No, but I'm taking those too because
you're taking them.
Yeah, I'm taking the pile of Dockers. I'm taking the ladles.
I'd be buying if you're selling. I could use a pair of new Dockers. I've had the same jeans for 25 years.
Ew.
They're Dockers. They last.
Concerning.
Ew.
That you haven't changed your pants in 25 years. That's a little strange.
Kathy, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
Just hang on, Daryl. Hang on. God. Okay, look, this guy, he seems a little bit weird. And maybe, like, I feel like you should, like just, like, give me another chance. Like, maybe, like, I could just, like, move back in. We could try it out, like, on a temporary basis. But, like, I just don't know if I feel comfortable with you, like, living with this man in our Murphy bed with all of his grandchildren.
Well, you got Levi's here, too.
Oh, my God, Dale, don't touch my dad's pants.
Yeah. Those are special pants.
God. Look, I know I said I was out before, Catherine, but, like, I feel like maybe I made a little bit of a mistake, because, like, if I go out into the woods, if I'm out, if I don't live in the city, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna be, like, Dale in, like, 10 years, and I don't want that for me, and I would much rather that you take care of me, so.
See, Catherine, that's what I've been trying to tell you this whole time, okay? I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to have to go live out the woods. I don't want to have to live with this serial killer and then have, like, a Netflix docuseries made about me because they never found my body.
Why did we decide to live in Etobicoke?
I know. Honestly. I know. Listen, okay? We have to get rid of Dale.
Oh my God.
I think as a parting gift, we're going to have to part with one of Dad's pants.
Is he smelling the ladles?
Like, is he God?
Oh, leftover soup.
He's rubbing the metal ladle up and down his greasy old hairy body, and he just dropped the handle into his little pant.
Hey, Dale, hey.
Sorry, I'm itchy, and this just gets it.
It was really great meeting you, but my sister's accommodations kind of fell through and she doesn't have anywhere to live. And,
get the fuck out, Dale.
Oh,
yeah.
Just get the fuck out, Dale.
That's unfortunate. You know, I was really.
Dale, you're out.
Okay. Can I just take this pair of cords?
Okay.
Those were the ones that Dad died in, but.
That's fine.
Well, looks like I'm dying in these. Another 25 years. Let's do it to it. You have a good life, you two, Catherines. Maybe I'll see you in the woods one day.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Oh my God. Goodbye.
I'm going to take this ad down. Is that okay, Catherine?
No, leave it up just in case.
Okay.
Leave it up just in case. Catherine with a C sucks. Or with a K, whichever one.
Oh, man.
Well, that was another beautiful moment.
That sure was a beautiful moment with Dale scratching his nuts with the ladle handle.
That was so gross, but then I was like, it would cup. It would just really gather. Taryn, do you have anything you want to plug? Maybe your social media or anything, virtual shows, if you got any of that going on. This is a moment for you to plug it up.
Much like Dale, I have nothing going on. You can find me at Taryn Crankshaw on Instagram.
Cool.
But no, I don't have any projects coming up. So any listeners out there, if you're looking for a collaborator of any sorts, please do.
I feel like you're just begging for a Dale to come out now.
if Dale's going to offer me some kind of job or gig or something, I will gladly bring my ladles and we'll figure something out.
And your cords.
Out.
Oh, gross.
Yes. Okay. You and me, we're gonna get a little place in St. Jacobs, Ontario. We'll make a little soup store.
Sounds like paradise.
Well, that's perfect. Just like us, we only have this one thing going on. So maybe you can come back and be on it again.
Yeah.
I would love to, if I haven't scared you off.
No.
Yes. More than happy for you to join us again. I'm mostly concerned that Dale is going to come back and freak you out. So
I might.
But we're going to need our fix on some celebrity hot goss. So we'll be sure to get you back on here so you can fill us in.
Yeah. Keep tabs on John Lennon. So
yeah. Yeah, we'll want a status update.
I'll be sure to check all the hot goss websites to come back with some more material.
Love it.
See awesome. How John Gosselin's doing at Claire's.
Don't forget, Saturday's all 8 kids in the
And on that happy note, thank you, Taryn. Have a fantastic evening. This has been another episode of You Gotta Laugh. And if there's one thing for sure,
you gotta laugh. We're working on that.
We did not fill you in.
No.
We just said it.
Okay, let's do it one more time on the count of three. So we're going to say
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You gotta laugh.
I thought we were going to have a one things in life is for sure. You gotta laugh. Anyway, fuck it. Moving on.
One things in life is for sure.
I don't know. Anyway, Taryn, thank you very much. And we will talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and review. That helps more people like you find our podcast, and it helps us beat the algorithms.
Follow us on Instagram at YGLPodcast. Send us an email at hello@YGLPodcast.com and sign up to get episodes directly into your inbox every Friday.
Subscribe to You Gotta Laugh wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with someone you think would love it.
They might need a giggle. Yes.
Yeah.
So until next time, we are Alicia Carrick and
Emily Milling.
Have a fabulous day.